Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the Avino Silver and Gold Mines First Quarter 2017 Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode, and the conference is being recorded. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal an operator by pressing star and zero. I would now like to turn the conference over to Charles Daley, Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Avino Silver and Gold Mines First Quarter 2017 Financial Results Conference Call. On the call today, we have the company's President and CEO, David Wolfin, as well as our Chief Financial Officer, Malcolm Davidson, and one of our directors, Mr. Jasmin Yee. Before we get started, I'm required to remind you that certain statements on this call will include forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable securities laws. These may include statements regarding Avino's anticipated performance in 2017 and future years, including revenue and cost forecasts, silver and gold production, grades and recoveries, and the timing of expenditures required to develop new mines in mineralized zones. The company does not intend to and does not assume any obligation to update such forward-looking statements or information other than as required by applicable law. Thank you. With that, I will now turn the call over to Avino's President and CEO, Mr. David Wolfin.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Avino's First Quarter 2017 Financial Results Conference Call. Thank you all for joining us today. Before we begin, please note that the full financial statements and MD&A are now available on our website. During this call, I will cover the highlights of our first quarter 2017 financial and operating performance, and then we will open up for questions. Before I begin, I would like to highlight the fact that Avino commenced reporting its financial results in US dollars as of the first quarter 2017. Accordingly, all dollar amounts expressed in the conference call and associated interim financial statements and MD&A are in US dollars unless otherwise noted. Periods were reported in Canadian dollars. Asset and liability amounts previously reported in Canadian dollars have been translated into US dollars as at January 1st, 2016, and December 31st, 2016. The first quarter of 2017 was a productive quarter for the company. We were able to move forward with several key initiatives necessary to progress our long-term strategic growth plan. In Mexico, construction began on Mill Circuit 4, which will be used to process mill feed from the Avino Mine and will increase the throughput capacity of our processing plant by 70%. Thus far, construction is on schedule, within budget, and expected to be completed in Q1 2018. In April, we released the results of an updated positive preliminary economic assessment on the oxide tailings resource and began studies on alternative storage methods for tailings from our ongoing operations. Both will help us move the oxide tailings resource project forward. Exploration continued in the gap zone between San Luis and Elena Tolosa, where 18 holes were drilled during Q4 2016 and Q1 2017. We also recently announced that based on positive results, the program has been expanded to include an additional 20 holes. Revenue from mining operations for the quarter was $8.1 million compared to $2 million during the first quarter last year. The increase is mainly a result of the commencement of production mining at the Avino Mine, which began April 1st, 2016. During the first quarter last year, the Avino Mine was in the development phase, and proceeds from the sale of concentrate were classified as a recovery of exploration and evaluation expenses. Higher metal prices of silver and gold were also a contributing factor. Mine operating income was $3.5 million compared to $1.3 million last year. The increase was also due to new revenue from the sale of Avino Mine concentrate and higher metal prices. Our realized silver price increased by 6% from $1,642 to $1,738 US per ounce sold. Our realized gold increased by 2% from $1,194 to $1,218 US per ounce sold compared to the first quarter last year. Earnings for the quarter before income taxes was $1.1 million compared to $690,000 last year. Net income for the quarter after taxes was $721,000 compared to $42,000 last year, resulting in earnings of a penny a share, up from nil last year. The increase was a result of factors discussed earlier, which also had a positive effect on earnings. Cash of $7.7 million in short-term investments consisting of $10 million was on hand at the end of the quarter. Capital expenditures during the first quarter 2017 were $2 million compared to $946,000 last year, net of concentrate proceeds. Capital expenditures during the first quarter relate to the advancement of the operation at the Avino and Braylorn mines. Now into operations. In Q1 2017, our silver equivalent production decreased by 16% from 715,000 to 605,000 ounces, mainly due to lower feed grades at the Avino mine. Individually, our silver production was down 21% to 320,000 ounces. Gold production was up 23% to 1,837 ounces, and copper production was down 24% to just over 1 million pounds. Our consolidated all-in sustaining cash costs for the quarter was $9.55 compared to $8.22 last year. The increase resulted from the fact that during Q1 last year, our costs were only reflective of operations at the San Gonzalo mine. All-in sustaining cash costs at the San Gonzalo mine during the first quarter 2017 were $6.21 per ounce of silver equivalent, compared to $8.22 during the first quarter 2016, a decrease of 24%. All-in sustaining costs at the Avino mine during the first quarter 2017 were $10.81. There is no comparable data from last year. At Braylorn, we continued to review strategic operating plans for recommencing production. Our new strategy includes changing the mining method to long-hole mining, which is considered safer and less labor-intensive than previous trial methods. New mining equipment has been acquired to replace older equipment, which will allow for further mechanization and a larger operation. Engineering is in progress to expand the mill and to upgrade the surface infrastructure to accommodate a larger operation. Work in the mill during the quarter was focused on the removal of old fine ore bins and all of the crushing equipment to create room for new, larger components. Additionally, we recently completed our second underground mining training cohort for members of the Statlium First Nations, and we're working with a number of educational, governmental partners and other mining companies within BC to develop additional training initiatives. It is our goal to train and hire locally, and we are proud of the progress we've made in this regard. Now let's move on to the outlook for 2017. Management remains focused on the following key objectives: maintain and improve profitable mining operations while managing operating costs and achieving efficiencies, advance the Braylorn project towards profitable production, explore regional targets on the Avino property followed by other properties in our portfolio, assess the potential for processing the oxide tailings resource from previous milling operations, and identify and evaluate potential projects for acquisition. We would now like to move the call to questions and answer portion. Operator?
We will now begin the question and answer session. To join the question queue, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing any keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. The first question is from Bhakti Pavani with Euro Pacific Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Bhakti, how are you doing?
Hi, Bhakti.
Good. Quick question on Avino. In the first quarter, the mine experienced some water issues, and because of that, the underground development or the mine development kind of reduced. So I'm just kind of wondering, will that in any way impact the production in second quarter?
But basically all the water problems have been resolved. We've put in larger pipes and larger pumps, and we've got the electrical substation upgraded, so all the power is in place for these dewatering pumps, and it shouldn't be an issue going forward.
So no impact on production at all in second quarter, correct?
The water won't be an issue in the second quarter, no.
And how should we look about the grades? Because there was a slight reduction in the silver grade in Q1. So how does the grade look like going forward?
Going forward, depending on the areas that are being mined for mill feed, we'll be a little more selective in where we're selecting the grades. And typically in the upper levels where we've been, where these stopes have already been developed, we will be experiencing probably lower copper grades, but the gold grades will be higher. But as we mine from the deeper levels, the copper grades should increase.
Okay. That's good color. Also, in the prepared remarks or in the press release, you mentioned that as the ball mill number 4 comes online, initially you guys would be processing the stockpile tons. Just kind of curious, how many tons of stockpiles do you have, and what ore mix does it include? Is it the San Gonzalo ore or the Avino ore?
The stock is David here. We estimate between 300 and 500,000 tons of stockpile. Goes back a long way. It's all from the Avino ET mine. We haven't done a lot of work on it, so it's just a general estimate.
So, yeah, based on our past experience when we were processing these stockpile materials, the silver grade that we experienced during those periods when we were processing the stockpile material typically ran anywhere from 60 to 90 grams silver and about 0.3, 0.4 gram gold, and the copper grades were really low. So we were able to sell that bulk concentrate without any problems. We got credits for the silver and gold content. And the copper basically was not high enough to make it a payable metal.
But just to get a sense about an approximate grade, would you be able to provide a number for the copper grade?
Well, based on our past experience, the copper grade was around about 0.1 to 0.2%. The silver grade ranged anywhere from 60 to as high as 90 grams silver. The gold would be about 0.3, 0.4 grams per ton. And
okay.
In some places, the gold could get as high as 1 gram.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you. With regards to the tailings storage facility, I know in the prepared remarks you mentioned that right now you guys have halted the construction of the new tailings facility. So I'm just kind of curious to know what does that mean in terms of CapEx? And the other thing is how much capacity do you have left on the existing tailings facility?
Existing tailings facility, we have about close to 2 years of capacity if we want. And since we sent a structural engineer down there to look at the mining methods, the initial report recommended that we look at paste backfilling. So that's why we halted the construction of the tailings and while we do that study. And initial results are favorable from the study.
Yeah, basically some of the test work that was done on the tailings suggests that we should be able to thicken our tailings to a density that's good enough for pumping.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of capacity in the open pit and the underground, so that's why we decided to look at that and put the construction of the new TSF on hold until we figure that out.
Yeah, and with respect to the CapEx, we haven't spent that much on the new tailings facility, and the CapEx of about $2.5 to $4 million, which we allocated to the new tailings, will just be deferred until we make a decision on what we're going to do.
So at this point, do you guys have a sense on the timeline as to when do you anticipate, you know, to begin construction for the TSS?
Well, it depends on, you know, if we decide to go to pace thickening, then we'll have a budget for that prepared in the next month.
Yeah,
or
basically
so.
It'd be the result of the study from our consultants who are working on this for us.
Yeah, I think once we've reviewed all the studies and come to a conclusion, then we'll
it's not that complicated of a process and probably won't take that long to build it out. And it'll be much cheaper than the current TSF.
Yeah, from that study, we'll get a schedule from them.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm, question for you. With regards to the ball mill CapEx, I know you guys allocated about $7.1 million. How should we think about the spend for the remaining three quarters this year?
Well, we've spent, I'm going to say, about $1.5 to $2 million on circuit number four. A lot of that is deposits on long lead items. I would suspect that there'll be a significant portion of the $7 million or $8 million spent in Qs two and three. And I would, I could chat with you about it afterwards, but I would say it's almost a 50-50 split.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thanks, Barty.
The next question is from Joseph Rigor with Roth Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys, and thanks
hey,
for taking the question.
Hi, Joe.
Good, good. So, Bhakti hit on a lot of the stuff already, but you know, kind of trying to follow for a little bit more info on the tailings timing. You know, how long do you guys think the review is going to take? You know, what's the magnitude of potential cost savings? You know, the new tailings facility was only supposed to be $2.5 to $4 million. You know, so are we talking that you could save that whole amount, half of that amount? Is it there a larger savings in the long run on a cost basis? Like, what else is going into this?
Yeah, a lot of this costing will probably come from the study that's being done by our consultants, Joe. I kind of suspect that on the capital cost side, it could be slightly lower than the conventional tailings design, depending on the process that's been selected. If we just go with the paste thickening without the filters, then the capital cost would be a lot less. So a lot of this really depends on the consultant's recommendations. And from that, they will develop a schedule for us based on the selected process and how we're going to handle our tailings. We will have a better timeline as to when you know, we could expect this system to be in put into operation.
And also, we have plenty of water there, so we're leaning towards not having a filter press.
Yeah.
Which is good, and it'll be cheaper if we could get by with just producing a paste.
Yeah, some of the quotes we got for filter presses are fairly steep, so we're sort of leaning towards having a thickener rather than having to filter the tailings. But that really depends on the consultant's recommendation.
Okay. And then timing-wise, when do you think you'll get that recommendation from them?
They're scheduled to go down to the mine site towards the latter part of this month. So I would expect it'll probably take maybe a month or so before we get a report from them after their site visit.
Okay. So we're not talking a significant delay from, you know, the prior expectation was sometime during 2019, I believe you guys have stated, that the tailings could be up and running. Is 2019 still a good time frame, just maybe a few months later in the year than previously thought?
Are you talking about the oxide tailings?
Yes.
That's going to take a bit longer because that once we decommission it, then we have to drill it. We have to metallurgically test the upper sulfides. And then based on that information, we can then go to permitting phase and then look at construction. So probably 2020.
Okay. Okay. And but cost-wise, it might be some savings there as an offset, so it's worth taking a look at.
Oh, definitely, but it reduces the footprint for many, many, for a long time. Would help in backfilling the in the open pit and the underground for future reclamation. It would be ongoing instead of waiting to do it at the end.
Okay. Then kind of more big picture, you know, you're working to grow the Avino mine, this extra 1,000 tons per day. You are initially going to use the stockpiles. It sounds like you've got a significant stockpile there. But is there any adjustments you're going to need to make to the underground mining once the stockpiles are used up in order to, you know, be able to meet the mill feed? Or do you have any other plans around that?
We won't be using all the stockpiles. It's just to tune up the circuit for. So
okay.
It may be a month or two of using the stockpile.
Okay, so
really
so you're not going to use the whole thing.
Actually, it really depends on when the new jumbo and scoop arrive and when we can get in to the San Luis area and develop it. It really depends on that. So if there's delays in getting that equipment, you know, it could take a bit longer, but we have sufficient stockpiles to carry us through that time.
Okay. And the additional equipment you're ordering is already in the budget you guys have given us. As far as additional cost at the mine, there's not like additional upfront development costs or anything that are in addition to that, are there?
Nope.
No. Okay. All right. I'll turn it over. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. The next question is from Heiko Ile with Rodman & Renshaw. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah,
thanks for taking my question. I apologize for the background noise. I'm actually driving to a mine site, which I guess is the joys of not having an associate on staff until next Monday. But two questions. First of all, can you go through the quarter-by-quarter cash or capital requirements for the rest of the year, please? Just approximately?
Well, most of our CapEx, there's two components. It's the tailings facility and circuit number four. And as we discussed, the construction on the tailings is on hold for the moment until we review the studies and review various proposals. But I would suspect that we'll reallocate that capital to Qs 3 and 4, possibly. And with respect to Circuit 4, we've spent about $1.5 million on some items, mostly deposits on long lead items. The circuit is coming together quite nicely, and we're expecting to make some significant advancements in Q3 and 4. So I would say the remaining
yep.
5 to 6 million will be distributed between mostly between Q3 and 4, probably a little bit in Q4 as well.
Okay. Moving on from that, balance sheet wise, you guys obviously have a very, very strong balance sheet. Where should we expect to see you going from here? Should we see any acquisitions? I mean, I keep having people pitch me assets in the Americas. Anything that you guys think is worth a buy? Anything that you might be interested in? Or do you have your plates full taking care of what you got?
Well, I think we always, David can comment on this more, but we always look at opportunities that are sent to us. With respect to changes on the balance sheet, you know, we'll see some increases in property, plant, and equipment for the additions for circuit number four. We're also beefing up our exploration program, so we'll see some increases in our deferred costs there, probably in Qs 3 and 4, but I'm not sure of the actual the timing of the plan at the moment. But Dave, I don't know if you have any other comments on, you know, other opportunities.
We're not actively looking, but like you said, you know, if they're presented to us, we will take a look at them.
I mean, we're focused on
what we're doing.
Yep.
And that's fair, because I think you guys are A, doing a lot, and B, I think you're doing a good job at it.
Thanks, Michael.
So I wasn't trying to talk you into anything. I was just purely curious. So, well, happy birthday, and I'll get back in queue.
Thank you.
This concludes the question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to David Wolfson for any closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in. We certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy days. We're very, very excited about where we're going. The expansion is moving ahead nicely. Carlos and his team are doing a fabulous job down there. We encourage you analysts to come down and see it. We're very, very excited about how next year is going to look when Circuit 4 is up and running. So thanks again, and stay tuned for more news. Take care.
This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating, and have a pleasant day.